Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Available on your desktop, laptop, and mobile device. Now, unfortunately left to their own devices, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Oh, come on, give us a ring. We just love talking to you. I loved Grace's phone call. That was fantastic. 888-723-4630. Call us now.
So, one more thing for Yolanda.
Oh, I'm sorry, Yolanda,
Leaves in, yeah. if she leaves in the sentence, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to, she's got, if you have any questions, please do hesitate to send a message.
Oh, it's, oh, right, we over.
Oopsie. Uh-oh. As Betsy said, yes.
Yeah, so. Please do hesitate.
Please change that.
Whatever you do, hesitate and then send me a message. Hesitate for maybe a month.
Exactly. And somebody who does not hesitate when it comes to her eBay sales, Lupe from Weston, Virginia, known as Hapa Chico on eBay. Hey, Lupe, what's your question or comment today?
Hi. Actually, I need an advice. I'm going to be hitting 1,000 listings tomorrow.
Yay!
Congratulations.
And I have probably about 5,000 more to list. I am looking into the store labels, and I can see a huge difference between the piece as far as it goes from premium to anchor. Are there any plans to have anything in between?
Not at the moment, no.
So when I go and list over 1,000, I read the description as far as the levels and the charges, and I understand it's 1,000 listings, and then it has an X amount of action items. So I do not know if that means 1,000 listings, buy it now plus the auction, additional 500, I believe. So that makes it 1,500 listings if that is the case. Did I understand that correctly?
Say that again. Sorry.
Okay, the premium level states that is 1,000 listings, pre-listings for buy it now.
Yeah.
On the auction style, it has 500.
Right.
So I'm not clear that it means 1,000 listings on buy it now.
Plus 500. Yeah, 500 it means plus 500 auctions.
So then my next move will be to, after I list the 1,000 buy it now, then I can go ahead and do 500 auctions.
You could, yes.
With the same store.
Right.
With the same store, right, $1,500.
Yeah.
Or increase it to go to Anchor, correct?
Or if you, and again, the fee illustrator that we talk about will help you decide whether or not you need to move up a level in the store subscription.
Well, the way I look at it, remember I was saying to you, I have so much inventory that for X number of reasons, I had to stop selling for a while there. I mean, I left the store open, but I wasn't as actively working the store as I was have done.
Mm.
So now I need to, because this money is sitting here, and I just can't continue doing that. So I am hiring people to help me to list. So I know for sure I'm going to be moving way, way over 1,000. So I guess I'm just going to have to increase the store. Okay.
Right. Bye. So with an anchor store, you'll get 10,000 fixed price listings free per month and 1,000 auction style listings per month. So the fee illustrator will help you decide at which point you should be moving up.
Okay. The other question is, I think I was looking at the pricing plan. And I believe in order to get the best rate, I have to commit. If I increase it to go to the anchor, I have to commit to the 1 year so that I can get the best value. But that's what I'm scared of. If I move into that area and then I commit to the whole year and I don't carry over 1,000, then I won't have a way to downgrade it.
Right. Right, so you got to plan for this because if you go for the year subscription, it is a lower rate, but if you cancel during the year, there's a penalty. If you think you're going to go month to month, then it's quite a bit more. So for example, it's for an anchor store, it is $349 a month. $349.95 per month. And that's, you save $50 a month if you go for the yearly subscription. Now, I can't advise you. You will know your own finances and your own plans, but you need to be aware of that before you decide which package you're going to go to. And if you downgrade from Anchor to Premium, there is also a penalty. There's no penalty for upgrading, obviously. So read all of the information on that page. And there's a page. If you go to the best way to find it, because our URLs are long, is if you go to Help and Contact, which is the gateway to knowledge on eBay, and then type in eBay store fees, the first page link that you come up to will give you it's an amazing amount of information. You probably have already seen it. You probably have already been there. But that's the page that will give you everything you need to know.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to get an advice from that area because it's kind of scary to make that step. But, you know, when you're in business, you have to do that.
That's one of your entrepreneurial risks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just going to have to take a risk. And that, I mean, where it doesn't matter. The thing that I have learned when I started, if you remember correctly, the brand that I used to focus, which is Escada, people hardly knew anything about it. This is years and years ago.
Sure.
Well, I benefited from that tremendously. For years, I was able to totally survive. However, nowadays, it's so overpopulated. It's not, you can't diversify.
Yeah.
Some people are really charging a lot of money for the items, but the items are not selling. Some of the listings are listed like for years, you know, and to me, that is money sitting there.
Yeah.
So I decided that I was going to diversify into something else. I might have to go to Alibaba. I'm looking into getting with them, with the full subscription with them so that I can get inventory. So I'm going to stop selling what I have been selling for years for the main reason that I tell you, because what I have learned from this experience is the only way that you can benefit on eBay is if you happen to cap on the item that is selling at that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But carrying inventory and holding to it until you find somebody that is going to buy it is really risking a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that because of the shipping and customs changes that have happened, obviously it's making it more difficult to sell to women in Europe. It's extremely expensive. And if you really want to protect one and then protect the seller, you have to really ship express mail.
Yeah.
And so how many people are going to be able to pay $60, $70 for shipping when they buy items?
Well, the good news here, though, Lupe, is I hope we've helped you today, and we're very excited because you always bring us some interesting stuff to think about, but we're really excited for you because you're hiring people. You know what? You're growing your business, Lupe, and this is a good thing. We thank you so much for your call today.
And she's asking the right questions.
She always does. We appreciate that. Thank you, Lupe.
Thanks, Lupe.
Okay, now on to BJ from Birch Bay, Washington, known as Jeb Sales. And wants a listing dish, and I have the item number. It is 1321.
Sorry. Start again.
Okay, 1321.
Yes.
7917-3562. Hey, BJ, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
It is a Harley Davidson collectible glass bottle vase, 8.5 inches tall, Eagle Emblem Legendary.
Right. Okay. So good title. Just get rid of the periods. Don't need those. You're not writing a sentence. You're writing a title.
Even for the 8.5 inches is fine, but it's the
tall period. Eagle Emblem Legendary.
Period. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I see. No, that's a good title. What he means by legendary is actually that's on the item itself. So, otherwise, good title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pictures. There's the issue, and this is difficult. The tonality of each picture is different. And I try to avoid that. If I had to pick one of the photos that has the best, let me go through them all, I would say the photo with the Coke can.
And it shouldn't be there. The Coke can shouldn't be there.
Well, yeah.
It shouldn't.
Well, I know, but you know, people use
unless you're going to sell them the Coke can with it.
Yeah, I think you're better with a ruler, but people can figure it out.
I shouldn't throw the Coke can in there.
Yeah. So one of the things you might want to try, this can really sometimes work well with glass, is to use a darker background, even black. The way, and then using lights, positioning your lights so you get some, not, I want to say sparkle because it's just straight glass, but you know, those hot spots, for example, on the top the neck of the bottle, they actually, help define the shape of the item sometimes, and you're using just enough. So, it looks like that one you took without a flash. The next one with the ruler, it looks like it's against the floor and it's got a flash. And then the next one, it looks like it's against a white piece of paper. And, it's just, there's too much variation between the photos. So I would,
okay.
I'd have one set up and I'd simply turn the bottle. And so your photos all have the same consistency of tone, contrast, and brightness.
Okay.
Again, photos being tough for a lot of people.
But I can see everything I'm getting when I zoom in. So that's a good thing.
Do you know when these bottles were issued?
I don't. I tried to Google and research it. I picked it up at a thrift store, and I can't find this bottle.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Why are you pricing it $40.49?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Maybe.
I just take the number. It's actually $44.99 with 10% off.
Hey, stay with us, and then we'll talk more about your listing. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, this week's closing segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Stay tuned.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You want to keep your customers informed and answer questions quickly, but you're so busy. Reply Manager from Excelco gets it. They're brand new message templates that you respond with just 3 clicks. New smart tags import the buyer's name along with their order info, making communications with customers easier and faster. Deliver a better buying experience in just 3 clicks. Try Reply Manager free for 14 days at ReplyManager.com. That's ReplyManager.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 410.
An eBay store is a rite of passage for every eBay seller. Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as Token Collection, all one word, and explains why you need an eBay store.
There's the savings associated with it. There's all the benefits associated with it. There's all the tools associated with it. Besides that, you set yourself apart from other sellers. Buyers feel more confident buying from sellers with a store because they know that they're there for the long haul. They're not the fly-by-night sellers. You give your buyer a place to shop, you know, a landing page with your branding, which makes it more memorable. And you never have to sit there and wait for a free listing promo that may or may not come.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, a show where you can air your eBay laundry, sweep away your shipping cares, even vacuum your dusty inventory. Now, actually living in a vacuum. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this very last segment of today's show is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. And we're on the line with BJ talking about this item. It's the Harley Davidson collectible glass bottle vase with a really attractive logo label. And we're talking about his listing for it.
And we've decided that the title is fine. Just take out the periods.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's going to work on his pictures a little bit, but you can see everything you're getting here on this one.
Yeah.
It's got free shipping, item specifics.
Yep. Well, there's not much. There's no item specifics for most collectibles. It's hard to find. Description couldn't be shorter. No chips or cracks, great condition. I mean, this is one where the picture says everything.
And as far as what to charge, I just went and looked and couldn't find even one anywhere in the world.
Really?
Really.
Well, then charge $40 for it. If somebody really wants it. Yeah, I mean, what do you got to lose? I mean, you've got an offer option on it. So if somebody wants it, but they only want it for $39, well, you know, muzzle tough. If it were me, I'd sell it in a minute, no matter what. But I'm not going to ask you what you paid in the thrift store.
So
but
I'm thinking 4.9. What are you thinking?
Yeah, 4.9. Yeah, I'd work on those photos.
That's almost a five. Work on the photos a little bit and get back with us. You may get that.
Okay, I will.
I know you're dying for that dish rag. Actually, it's a dish towel, I guess.
A dish rag. Yeah, that sounded so appealing. It's a dirty old dish rag that we both signed. We hope you like it.
Thank you, BJ. Good job.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's good BJ. Job. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love it when we find something that we can't research because there's no record of it.
I know. So go ahead and charge $40.
Now we've had two of those in one day. The baseball bat and mitt. Which I have to admit, if I was a collector of baseball stuff, I'd love to have that for the price. I think it'd look great, you know, in a little
really?
Case. If I'm a Harley Davidson collector, of which there are many, I can't understand why this isn't selling.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to wait to buy the second one. Well, there ain't no second one that we can see.
Right.
So.
Okay, it's time to read the events.
Oh,
yay!
I forgot. Do we have some?
We have a couple, yeah. Okay. A few, yeah. Yeah, it's almost June, so we do have a few. So why don't I go ahead and read the first one while you're
heavens,
going
is
there.
It really? I'm there. I'm just amazed that it's almost June.
Why don't you read the first one?
Well, the first one is happening tonight, May 25th, Thursday, from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it's the eBay sellers in the Denver metro area meetup at John and Pam's place. I'm going to be Skyping in and to answer questions. They're going to have a potluck barbecue, and then I'll be Skyping with that group from 8 to 9 p.m. Mountain Time. You should sign up early. Attendance is limited to 35. Hey, it's a barbecue. It's going to sell out. Please bring a chair to sit on and a dish to share, plus whatever you'd like to cook on the barbecue. Oh, I want to go. It's going to drive me nuts because I'll be Skyping and I can't eat any of this.
Smell it.
Ugh. Well, so they don't have smell on Skype, so.
Then on June 7th, which is next Wednesday.
Yes.
From 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., the Portland, Maine Post Office in Portland, Oregon, creating the perfect listing tips from our USPS hosts, Ron and Kim, and more.
I love that they get people from USPS.
Really, it's a good idea.
This is fantastic, yeah. Central Florida e-commerce group meetup will happen on Wednesday, June 7th, from 6:45 to 9 p.m. This is at the Sons of Italy Lodge, number 2441, it's a pub.
You gotta go, don't you gotta know pride.
Yeah, Deltona, Florida, it's an open discussion night, so
good.
Stop by.
Then on June 8th, the Greater New York City eBay e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening, that's a Thursday, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the New York Public Library Columbus Branch, Basement Community Room in New York, New York. Essential tax tips for online sellers.
That's a good one. The last one on our calendar for now is June 21st. That's a Wednesday night. It's the Casa Grande Online eBay Sellers Group Meetup. That's in Casa Grande, Arizona, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and it's at Betty Hardy's home. It's a summertime social swim party and potluck. You sound fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Please bring a potluck dish and your spouse or significant other. If you plan on swimming, you got to bring a swimsuit and a towel.
Yes. That's a fun one.
There'll be no skinny dipping at Betty Hardy's house. So that's fun. You've got those all in there. It's great.
And before we say goodbye, I want to mention again, July 25th through the 28th, in Las Vegas, Nevada.
We'll
is eBay Open 2017. eBay Radio will be live three times while we're there, 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and
Fantastic.
Thursday. And we hope to see all of you there. Go to ebayopen2017.com to register and to also get your hotel room.
Well, this segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. We won't be live next Tuesday, May 30th, but we'll return on Thursday, June 1st with eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. So in 1 week. And again, that's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. Our chief engineer and audio archives manager is John Sell. eBay Radio's executive producer is Melissa DeMille. Our phone screener is Donna Freyer-Lyons. E-Betsy is our Tuesday scriptwriter and chatboard moderator, while CJ Jacinto is our guest producer and Thursday scriptwriter. And occasionally, that man over there in the tux, Frank Caesar, is our voice extraordinaire. So.
And you know, we kind of miss him at the events now, because when we were doing the eBay Radio Party and Conference, we actually had a live, we had Frank there live doing all the, in a tuxedo, doing all of the opens and closes and stuff like that of the event itself while, you know, live people were coming on to talk and everything. It wasn't even the radio show. So we miss that now. But he's with us in spirit. You hear his voice a lot on this show.
You do.
We absolutely. Old-time radio guy, been around a long, long time. Also, he does, by the way, Griff, he does voices for Hollywood and stuff and cartoons and things.
I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. With a voice like that, of course he does.
So have a good holiday weekend, honey. See you next Thursday.
You too. And everyone, happy selling. Remember, it's a big weekend coming up. Lots of sales. Be ready for it. And we'll talk to you next Thursday. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer. Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember, BULQ.com, the easy way to source.